Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. So let's go ahead and jump right on into today's episode. I want to explain this self-care cup or explore the idea of having a self-care cup a little more in depth in today's episode because, we hear that saying that you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's usually where it stops. I saw a social media post recently in the last few days where someone was talking about how their mother told them that sometimes you feel like you have a thimbleful, a thimble-sized self-care cup, and sometimes it's larger. And so, depending on the day, that's the kind of, I guess, self-care capacity you have. And I liked that. However, I wanted to take it a step further because I don't think that it necessarily it's a great I guess metaphor or analogy, but I think it kind of like stops there. And I think we need to take it a step further. And I think this is going to be useful for you at any stage that you are in your journey as it pertains to your self-care, your healing, your self-love, those kind of things, your mental health, you know what I'm saying? And it's been helpful for me as well. So now when I wake up in the morning, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself, but let's go ahead and talk about it. But first, go ahead and inhale with me and exhale with me. And then we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode. So I want you to inhale through your nose for five. We're going to hold it for five. And then we're going to release for five, and then we're going to go ahead and get into it. Okay. All right. So let's center ourselves here. Go ahead and inhale through your nose for five, two, three, four, five. Hold it. Two, three, four, five. And then let it all go, sis. Five, four, three, two, one. All right. So, now that we have grounded ourselves in this space and centered ourselves, let's go ahead and now dive right on in. So again, getting back to this idea of having a self-care cup, okay? This is what I thought about when I heard the woman talking about how her mom said sometimes your self-care cup is the size of a thimble and sometimes it's, I guess, a normal size cup. I think there are actually four stages, at least four stages to this whole idea of having a self-care cup. First stage is you don't have a cup at all. You do not have a cup at all. Second stage is you have a cup, but sis, it's got some holes in it. Okay. You have a cup, but it's got some holes in it. Third one is yes, you have a cup, but it is very small. Let's go ahead and say the size of a thimble, like the lady said on social media. And the fourth one is you have a large self-care cup. Okay. So first of all, what is a self-care cup? Or, when we hear that whole idea of you can't pour from an empty cup, basically it's your capacity. It's your capacity. It's your health. It's your healing. It's how you are feeling. It's your mood. It's just like where you are mentally on that day, how you're feeling about life, your capacity to just be in this place of, I would say you have access to more joy, access to more happiness, access to your needs are provided for. You're in a really good space. You're in a really good space. So when things come at you sideways, like you're not just going into a place of like despair. Okay. You are solid, you are secure. You are just in a really good space. So, that takes us to point number one of not having an actual cup. Obviously, you can pour from an empty cup. And by pour, we mean pour into others. Okay. Provide for others, be in a good space for others, have the mental capacity to not be affected by maybe if someone shares something with you that it's really hard to hear, it doesn't cause you to like spiral into this really hard place. Like you're able to recover, you're able to kind of like bounce back. you're able to function and doesn't cause you to just enter this really dark, dark space that you can't get out of. Like you don't feel like you're in a hole, right? But what if you don't have a cup at all? And that's what I think is important here. Like sometimes we don't have a cup at all, period. And by that I mean, not only can we not pour from this empty cup, but we don't have one. When you think of not having a cup, this for me signals or means that you are in a really hard space. You're in a really hard space, one of despair, one of poor mental health, one of great suffering, one of like really none of your needs are really being met. Or maybe a few are being met, but but it's not enough, basically. It's not enough. You're in a really low place. You might again be struggling with your mental health. Maybe it's your physical health. You're in so much pain, like maybe you have a chronic condition and you just can't seem to get out of survival mode. Maybe it's really like financial rock bottom. Maybe it's alcoholism. Like it's just whatever it is, it's a rock bottom place to be where you are stuck in survival mode. And when you're stuck in survival mode, everything affects you. Everything affects you. Like you feel like you just cannot get ahead. You don't necessarily see the light at the end of the tunnel, or if you do see some kind of light, you feel like you just can't get there. You cannot get there. There's a lot of negative self-talk in this space. Everything feels hard. Everything feels impossible. It feels like you are just shackled into whatever this thing is. It has a firm, strong grip on you, either physically or spiritually or mentally, and you just can't shake it. I would say like depression, that like that's what depression feels like. That's what depression feels like for a lot, or at least I'll speak for myself. That's what depression felt like for me. And I'm no stranger to depression. I've mentioned before that several times I have experienced and lived through and survived depression. And that to me is what I'm feeling when I think about not having a cup. So your version may look a little different since all of our situations are unique, but the gist of it is you just don't even have anything to not only pour from. That at that point, that should be like the furthest thing from mind. You are not able to sustain any kind of nourishment, like spiritual nourishment, physical nourishment, mental nourishment, even if people are coming to you and giving you like words of affirmation, or I don't know, something tremendous happens in your life, whatever. You don't have the capacity to really nourish yourself with those things, or feel really good about those things, or hold on to those things, because you don't have a cup for it. You have nothing to hold that in, because again, you're in survival mode. When you're in survival mode, really nothing else matters outside of sometimes not even did I eat today. Sometimes when you're in survival mode, either you don't even want to eat, or you don't have the capacity to eat when you're in survival mode sometimes, especially financial survival mode. So when you're in survival mode, everything is hard. Everything is hard. And so there is no, there is, there is, you can't even see your cup. Maybe your cup feels hidden, or you don't have one at all when you're in survival mode. There is nothing to hold on to goodness. That's how it feels. Nothing at all. I've been there, okay, a few times. And I feel like in different seasons of your life, I want to say that at some point you might hit all four of these stages of having a cup to pour from. I hope that you never hit number one. I hope that you never have a rock bottom experience. I hope that you always have a cup to fill and to pour from. But I know the reality is that there are times when, at least for some of us, that's just not the case. We look around and everything is bleak. There is no cup. There is no goodness. There is just, like I said, everything just feels hard. Okay. And if you're in that stage, I want to highly encourage you, if possible, to speak to someone, if not a therapist, a trusted friend that can help you to just kind of like get outside of your head so that you don't feel alone. When you are in that stage, it can be a very isolating and lonely and hard place. And I know what you're thinking, like if you've been here for a minute, you're like, well, I've already talked to someone. I don't want to burden people, that kind of thing. If you have a strong community around you, and your community can be like one or two people, or your community can be a therapist, or you know what I'm saying? I think that it's okay to talk to them when you're in this space, especially I would ask, hey, do you have the capacity right now to hold space for me? Do you have the capacity to carry a little bit of this right now? If they say yes, please, please talk to them. Or if you have resources on the job, a lot of times there are resources. I forget what it's called, but some companies even have it to where they give you like free, maybe 10 therapy sessions a year or 20 therapy sessions a year. I had that when I was working this retail job that I no longer have. Yeah. And I made use of that, not because I felt like I didn't have a cup to pour from. But just in general, but they can handle different stages of where you are. And there's no shame in that. Like if you're in stage that this where you can't even it doesn't feel like you even have a cup, that is a that needs to be really paid attention to. That really needs to be paid attention to. And sometimes that means getting help. Outside help, especially if you're really in your head and you can't see the forest for the trees. Okay, there's no shame in that. The second stage that I would say is what was the second stage? Oh, the second stage is that you have a cup. You have a cup. So now you're not in survival mode. Okay, whereas survival mode was very bleak and hard, and it felt like nothing was going your way, and everything was wrong, and everything was hard. You have a cup. You have a cup. However, your cup is full of holes. So that is different than not having a cup at all, because you aren't necessarily in survival mode. Things still feel hard, though. But I think in this stage, you have the capacity to kind of do more analyzing, more reflection, I guess, in this space. So if your cup feels like it has a hole in it, or even multiple holes, that to me is telling me that maybe there are some things that have not been addressed that really need to be addressed. You might be grieving a loss of someone or something, grieving the loss of a loved one, grieving the loss of a life that you thought you'd have by now. Like I have been in this space, like I've been in all the spaces. I've been in all the spaces, but it to me, it feels like there's something that is unresolved. There's some frustration there. Maybe you're doing all the quote unquote like right things. You're sleeping, you're eating well, and these are things that you probably didn't even do in the last in the phase where there's no cup. So in this phase, you're doing all the right things. You're sleeping, you're eating better, you're moving your body, you're doing the things, you're journaling, you're doing the things that on paper they are right. But it's still not necessarily filling you up. And that's because, or like, there are some things that are still unaddressed. The good thing is that if you're in this stage, and the other ones, the further high, the higher you go, the good thing is that when you're in this stage, you can see it for what it is. I'm not saying that it doesn't feel hard, but to be able to see that something is draining you, something is still draining your injury, something is still draining your energy, something is not allowing you to get to a fuller capacity. I don't know what that is. It's different for every person, but there's like an energy vampire that is putting holes into your cup. And what makes sense is you got to find a way to figure out what that is. Again, maybe it's something that you're grieving. Maybe it's a frustration. Maybe you need to set more boundaries. Maybe you need to shift your energy in a different direction, or maybe it means letting some people go. You know, there's something that is unexamined that you haven't fully realized yet. And it's probably at the back of your mind as I'm talking about this. It could be something that you already know, but you're afraid to go further into it. So, for example, you're doing the quote unquote right things, you're setting boundaries, you're eating well, you this, you're that. But, you know, speaking of boundaries, like, are you really? Like, maybe you are setting boundaries, but there's someone in your circle, or in your at your job, or in your community, or in your family, that you really haven't been able to set a firm boundary with. For whatever reason, you have not been able to set a firm boundary. You have let things slide over and over and over again. They do things, it's not addressed, things are swept under the rug, and every day, like this feeling of this micro feeling or macro feeling, but this micro feeling of irritation grows, or just feeling like you're because this whatever this boundary is that hasn't been addressed or set, or these things have not been said, you just feel like you're shrinking more and more each day as the days progress. They continue doing certain things here and there, and it just really burns your biscuits, but you don't, for whatever reason, you are just not able to set that boundary. Or it could be, for example, you are eating better, but you're still eating things that are not like they're not designed for your body, or they're making your body very unhappy. So even though you're resting more, you're like, again, you're doing all the right things, you're resting more, you're eating better, you're setting boundaries, whatever. But because you haven't dialed in your diet yet, and I don't mean diet as in lose weight necessarily or gain weight necessarily, I'm talking about the like the things you actually eat to fuel your body. And this is me, I'm raising my hand. You don't have it dialed in yet, or you're not being consistent with it. Right, you know what to do, but you're not being consistent with it. You're still eating things that are draining you, literally draining you. My guilt, I don't want to say guilty, but my thing for me that I am struggling with and have struggled with is like sugar, candy, that kind of thing. And so I'm kind of going off topic here, but one thing that really helped me was intermittent fasting. And I haven't done it in, it's been probably like a year. I don't know why I stopped. Or actually, I do. When I moved here, when I moved to Arkansas, like everything kind of like changed, and there were some things that got better, and some things that were just like stayed the same, and some things that got worse. And so I stopped intermittent fasting. It's kind of like I forgot about it, which is crazy, because I know that when I did do it, I just felt so good. I had so much clarity. Things were clear. My body felt rejuvenated. I felt, I don't know, I just felt really, really good. But anyway, just like I was saying, like you don't have that diet dialed in. And so maybe you're dealing with chronic inflammation, or was it IBS, or headaches, or just things like that. And it's just like, again, you're doing the right things, but you're not doing enough of it consistently, or you don't have it dialed in yet. So you have these holes in your cup, and it could be multiple holes, like different things. It could be your finances. That's something else that I'm still struggling with, like the whole financial thing. And that's draining, your cup. So again, it's not that you're in survival mode necessarily. You're not at that first stage you talked about where you literally can't even, like, you don't even feel like you have a cup at all. Like, you just feel like everything is just being taken away, and you're just stripped down, and you're just, you know what I mean? You're really down, really, really down. You want to hear something crazy? A lot of us picked our very first bank account when we were about 16. We were getting our first job, and we just went with our parents, and we opened it up at a traditional bank, and we just stayed there forever. Does that sound familiar? Let's be honest, though, okay? They charge fees, girl. Traditional banks love to pile on hidden fees unless you have a massive balance. So this is where Chime comes in. They are completely changing the way that people bank. Chime offers the most rewarding fee-free banking with no overdraft fees, no monthly fees, and no minimum balance fees. Direct deposit unlocks incredible perks, including 5% cash back on everyday categories like gas or groceries, all while building credit through regular spending with no credit check. You can grow your savings 9 times faster than the national average, and if you're ever in a pinch, Spot Me, their fee-free overdraft feature, lets you overdraft up to $200 fee-free. I sure do wish the younger version of me had Chime back in the day. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/self-care. That is chime.com/self-care. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
I had to leave my townhome in California because it was no longer affordable for me to pay that rent every single month. Housing is easily our highest monthly cost, but making our money work smarter while we don't work harder ourselves, that for me is what freedom and ease are all about. So let me ask you, are you actually getting rewarded for paying your rent or mortgage right now? If the answer is no, you need to check out Bilt. Becoming a Bilt member means earning points on every housing payment, no matter where you live. Bilt points can be redeemed towards flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, or even future housing payments. Personally, I would use them towards booking fitness classes like Pure Barre or Y7. Plus, the Bilt app features a neighborhood concierge that handles tasks on your behalf, like making dinner reservations or booking classes, effortlessly applying your member benefits along the way. Now, it's simple. Download the Bilt app, link any credit or debit card, and start earning on local spots and housing. Homeowners, Bilt works for mortgages too. So download the Bilt app and join the membership for where you live at joinbilt.com/self-care. That's joinbilt.com/self-care. Use my link so that they know that I sent you. It's not that you're doing the right things. You're able to fill your cup with good things and actually hold on to it just a little bit, but it just, there's a leak. There's a leak. There's a hole or multiple holes. Okay. That need to be patched up. And the more reflection that you do and the more honest that you're able to be, I don't want to say easier, but let's just say the easier you'll be able to start to restore your cup. Okay. The third one is you have a thimble. And this is what the lady had said. Like, her mom told her, some days it's a thimble and some days it's a, a larger cup or whatever. And I can't remember exactly what she said, but when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's a good, that's a good analogy. Sorry, y'all, I have a hair on my face here if you're watching this on YouTube. But yeah, having a small cup is, like, to me, the next level up. Having a super small cup. So it takes it from where you're not in survival mode to that next cup. You're doing the right things, but there's still holes in your cup. But now you've upgraded. There are no holes in your cup. But the capacity that you have is really small. The capacity that you have is really, really small. So there isn't necessarily anything, like, there's not necessarily any energy drainers, or anything like that. There's not these unspoken things that you haven't necessarily addressed, or grief that you're holding on to, or, you know, feeling like spiritually you're depleted or anything like that. Nothing is necessarily missing. You're not in survival mode. But your capacity is just, it's just a small, you have a small capacity. You've done the work. You've been healing. You've been living more wholly and fully. You've started expanding. You started blooming. You've restored your cup. You know what I mean? It's just that it's like a baby cup. Yeah, I like that actually better than the thimble. It's like a baby cup. You know, baby cups, they're small. They're small. And that's good for a time. That's good for a time. It means you're in a place where you're thriving, or you're doing better than the first two levels, but it only gives you so much, you know. And if you have a baby size cup, as hard as it may be for some of us, if we are overgivers or people pleasers, you know, or something like that, you have kind of like a baby cup, you know, to pour from. You only have so much in your cup. There are going to be instances where maybe people make demands of you, demands of your time, demands of your resources, demands of your energy. And you are able to fulfill some of that. You know, you are able to pour a little bit from that cup and not feel completely drained or depleted or diminished, or, you know what I'm saying? However, you have to be very careful, because especially if you're like an overgiver, you have to be very careful, because it could just take one thing to kind of like tip that cup completely over to where there's nothing really inside. Again, if we're talking about a baby cup, okay, a baby cup only holds so many ounces. I know you've seen those cute little cups, right? Or whatever the size is. It's not for a full grown person. You know what I mean? It's just a small amount. So you only have so much to give. Say for example, how about this? Let's say for example, you're in a good place. Now you're able to save money, and you know, you're putting your sock and money away every week or every month or every 2 weeks, whenever you get paid, whatever the case may be. And now let's say you finally have $5,000 saved in like your emergency account or your savings account or whatever. And then someone comes to you, a family member, a friend, whomever, and they're like, "Hey girl, I could really use some help. You know, this is the situation I'm dealing with, you know, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, again, if you're an overgiver, and part of the reason why you probably took so long to even save up the money is because, you know, when you're in those first stages of either no cup, survival mode, or you have holes in your cup, you were overgiving either money, energy, time, things like that, right? But you're not doing that in this stage. But they come to you and they're like, "Hey girl, I could really use some help, blah, blah, blah." And you know that you have this $5,000 in the bank, right? And they're like, "Can you loan me $3,000 so I can pay my car note, pay my rent? You know, I just lost my job. I don't know what I'm going to do. Da, 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 da. Can you just let me borrow $3,000? And I promise you, in the next 6 months, I'll pay you back," right? Now, if you're an overgiver, you're before the words have even left their mouth, you're going to be like, "Yes, girl, absolutely. I got you. Here you go. What's your pay? What's your Venmo, or what? Send me your bank details, blah, blah, blah." And that's fantastic, right? I mean, it's always great to help a friend. However, before you do that, again, remember that in this stage, your cup is small. You only have so much to give. And if you give more than a certain amount, you're going to go back down to where you just came from or where you were before. And I know that sounds really selfish, but we have to get to a point where we have more like self-devotion, more self-prioritization. more self-love for ourselves and our situations, more respect for the situations that we are in. And this is not to say that you can't give that friend, because I know that I would. I know that I would. If my bestie called me right now and she's like, girl, it has gone down. I need help. You know, I am going to help. Now, if I only have $5,000, do I have the capacity to give $3,000? I would say I don't. Because if I only have $5,000 and if something goes sideways with me and I'm out of money for a couple of months, if I've given $3,000, I'm screwed. That's just what it is. So if it were me and this was my friend and I want to make sure she's good, I would tell her, you know, I got you. This is how much I have, you know, take your time in paying it back. And I will only do this for people, by the way, who I know would pay me back. You know, they say that don't give what you can't afford to lose. So in this case, let's just say I don't know if she's going to pay me back, or it could be like a year from now or whatever. I would be comfortable with, say, like $1,000. That would be my comfort zone. That is what I would be able to give and not feel like I am over giving. You know, I would be able to give her or loan her or give her. I've given someone $1,000 before. I have. Just maybe a couple of years ago, I've given someone $1,000 and told them, you don't have to pay me back. I'm pouring into your dream. And that's what it was. And I didn't get it back and I didn't expect it back. But, you know, that if I had $5,000 right now, that is what I would be comfortable giving to my friend. Or if it's someone that I see is down on their luck, I'm the kind of person, and you probably are as well, that you if you have it, you're giving it. You see someone that needs a meal, you're buying the food. I don't know, if someone is down on their luck and they're like, I need to buy this or that, like, you're buying it for them. You know what I mean? But I need to make sure that I am sticking to a specific amount or budget, because the capacity at this point is smaller. You know, it's a way of self-protection. We have to be okay with protecting ourselves and not feeling guilty about doing so. So it's not saying don't give. When you're at this point, I feel like it's okay to give some, but not to the point of depletion, not even to the point of just having barely enough or even half. You know what I mean? That's what I believe. And then the fourth stage is, you know, you have a larger cup. You have a larger cup to the point where not only is it larger, but now we're getting into the overflow. Now we're getting into the sweet spot. You have a cup that's so large, it's so bountiful, so huge. And then on top of that, not only is it large, but as you're pouring into it daily, consistently, it's to the point of overflow. You've got to have a saucer underneath to catch that overflow. Like, this is the sweet spot, like I said before. So going back to that $5,000, let's just say, instead of 5,000, let's say I had 10, let's 10X that. I got $50,000, girl, just in savings, just building interest. And you know what I'm saying? It's just leveling up every month. A little extra's going in just from having it sitting in that bank account. I'm able to keep adding in more money, just whatever, you know, it's building. And that same bestie hit me up and she's like, girl, I need $3,000. Boom. I got you. I'll even have to think about it. I got you. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't even feel like that. To me is like a drop in the bucket. I wouldn't even feel that, because it's from my overflow. It wouldn't affect me. You know, it's from my overflow. I'm good, you know, and then she's good. So, you know, giving from your overflow, or if your cup is like super big, it's not this baby cup, but it's a huge, ginormous cup. Clearly that is going to take some time to get to that place. that part of our journey, like that part of our journey cannot be rushed. It's going to take some time to get to that place where you have overflow and what it take, or a larger capacity that continues to expand and expand and expand, right? Like the cup can be infinite. It doesn't have to be just one size. Like once you are past the baby cup, like it just continues to grow and grow and grow, right? But it takes consistency. It takes honesty about where you are. It takes self-prioritization, self-devotion, and self-preservation to get to that point. You can't get to that point if you are constantly in a place of not having boundaries, not being consistent with your habits, not standing up for yourself, not speaking up for yourself, not saving money for a rainy day, not eating the way that your body deserves for you to eat, not addressing chronic conditions that you may have, turning off the TV. I know I'm going on a tangent, but not turning off the TV and taking time for yourself for silence and solitude and reflection, not taking time to dream and dream bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, these are the kinds of things, not speaking to yourself with love, not having compassion for yourself, not having kindness for yourself, not trusting yourself more versus gaslighting yourself all the time, not realizing your gifts and your talents and tapping into those things that you can grow. You know, it takes a lot, and those are not the only things, but it takes so much to be able to go from having no cup at all to having this cup that just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing, right? Takes time to get there. And you and I, we can get there. You know, I don't feel like that last cup is a final destination kind of thing, because again, the cup, it just keeps expanding. That cup that holds all this joy and all this peace and all this abundance and just all these really good things that we deserve. It is much easier to give from that place versus giving from a place when you're in survival mode. When you're in survival mode, you are tapped out. You are dry. You are withered. You are thirsty. You are pushing. You're obviously doing your very, very best, but your capacity is at an all-time low. You're always tired. You're always feeling drained. You feel like nothing is going your way. Nothing is ever right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So you can't give from that. That is the crucial moment where you have to really take time for yourself. And again, take it. Because no one's going to give it. Take the resources that you need. Take the time for yourself. You know, if someone is like, hey, can I buy you lunch today? I know that pride is going to want to say, no, I'm good. Take the lunch, because that's sustenance. That's sustenance that you really, really need, you know? Yeah. I am every day, I'm going to be thinking about just this idea, like what cup do I have today? Because day to day, week to week, season to season, year to year, that cup's going to be different. You're either not going to have a cup at all. You're going to have a cup that is full of holes. You're going to have a cup that is filling up, but it's super small. Or you're going to have a cup that just keeps expanding, just gets bigger and bigger. It just holds so much good stuff inside that you just feel like you are going to explode with goodness. That's where we deserve to reside. That's where we deserve to live on a consistent basis. Okay. So, yeah, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Again, I got that idea of a thimble sized cup from someone on social media. I wish I had saved the post, but you know, when you're scrolling and you read something and you kind of like are on to the next So actually, I don't even remember exactly all that she said, to be honest with you, but I know that she said her mother told her that sometimes your cup is small, like a thimble or something like that. So maybe I'll put a search out and see if I can find it again. I'll probably forget, but we'll see. But yeah, I like this whole idea that I've been exploring of not only just that thimble-sized cup, but like, what if you don't have a cup that day? What if you don't have the capacity at all? All you can see is darkness or nothing good, you know? Or what if your cup, you have a cup, but it's just you have some energy vampires draining your cup, or there's holes in your cup. And so you like every stage is like asking or requires something different from you. And so I feel like it's important and something that I'm going to start doing every single day, or at least the days that I remember asking myself, like, what's the cup situation looking like? Am I in survival mode right now? And if so, like, why or what do I need? Do I have a cup, but it's full of it has at least a hole or it's full of holes? What do I need? Is my cup small today? What do I need? Is my cup overflowing today and huge today? And still, what do I need? Because I guess there's nothing wrong with figuring out what you need, regardless of what size your cup is. The difference is, even though you may have some particular needs for that day, when you have a cup or it's overflowing or you have a large cup, not only can you have your needs met, but at that point, you're able to also give from a place of overflow where you're not going to feel resentment, not going to feel obligated, not feel like you're pressured into doing something, not feel like if I do this, then there's nothing left for me. And now I have to rebuild, or I have to rebuild my energy reserves, or, you know. So ask yourself every day, what kind of cup do you have? What kind of cup do you have? Do you have a cup today? Do you have a cup at all? Is your cup full of holes? Is your cup small? Is your cup large? So I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what cup you have or what type of cup you have. And is it full? Does it have holes? Can you not find your cup? Let us just to know. I'd love to hear your comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, when this is released on YouTube, leave a comment below. If you're listening on Spotify, be sure to leave a comment and let me know what your thoughts are on today's episode. And if you haven't had a chance to leave a rating and review on iTunes and Spotify, please make sure that you do that. And lastly, I do get asked, how can I support you? Or people are asking me that question. How can I support you? What's your Cash App or things like that? Something that I definitely want to start talking about more, but my Cash App and my Venmo are at Brown Girl Self Care. So if this episode fed your spirit and you want to support this journey that I am on or support this work, feel free to send whatever you send and I will be forever thankful for it. All right. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for vibing with me. I will see you on the next episode of the show next Monday. In the meantime, take care of your cup. Okay. Take care of your cup, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.